In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Imagine having to live your life from a water bottle, every shower, every drink. That's what happened to folks in Flint after they learned dangerous levels of lead were coming from their taps. A Cleveland man is now working to show others what it's like while helping our neighbors up north.
Lead-tainted water flowed into the bodies of folks in Flint. Illness, even death, followed. The city switched its water source to the Flint River before treating it for corrosion. Word spread, and people who never drank it were sickened.
We really just felt a major need to do something about it.
Earl Ingram asked Northeast Ohioans to pour whatever they could into his water drive. He's been running water up north the last 4 years.
About halfway to destination.
Earl dropped all of this off a couple years ago. Each trip, he donates hundreds of cases of water.
I say we will be back every year, no matter what I have to do.
Kids he mentors at the Boys and Girls Club share his pledge.
People start forgetting about it just because it's not part of their life.
They usually make the trip with him. Kids meet kids their age, and they see what it's like living out of a bottle.
Not to be able to be in your normal shower routine. Not to be able to go to the sink and just wash your hands after using the restroom.
Anissa, Ryan, and Olivia told me they'll get more than they could ever give.
It's good to help somebody because it makes you feel better about yourself and that you know that you did something right.
The source of living shifts from one natural resource to another.
Here, got the water in it, some embers from Flint.
And it just keeps flowing.
By the way, if you want to help with Earl's water drive, of course you can donate water to the Boys and Girls Club.
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
Hey, gang. Do you want to handle your internalized misogyny without dealing with that pesky feminism, social change, or honest introspection?
Damn right you do. So wrap your flappy mansplainers around a frosty bottle of diet misogyny. That's right.
Diet misogyny. It tastes just like regular misogyny, with only half the chauvinism.
With diet misogyny, I only slut-shame women that have consensual sex before sundown.
With diet misogyny, I can mask my fat-shaming as health concerns.
Diet misogyny tastes just like a regular misogyny.
With diet misogyny, I only hate black women. That's awfully racist, isn't it?
Thanks to diet misogyny, I'm no longer anti-abortion, I'm just pro-restrictions.
Diet misogyny tastes just like regular misogyny.
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time!
Even the ugly ones!
Oh man, alright. Sometimes it stalls a little bit. And when it does that, everything goes to holy hell. Indeedly do, neighbor. All right, and shout out to Sinead, if I'm pronouncing these names correctly, on the Twitter. Sinead caught me and hit me up that the audio for the Morning Wine Cellar came in the slowed down way.
Yes.
And in my vast technological knowledge, I employed the great solving of unplugging and plugging the USB cord back in. I don't know the root cause of this problem. I just know that for some fuck-off reason, that fixes it. and then I sped up the audio and re-uploaded it. And the YouTube I deleted because I don't know how to speed up. Or actually, I don't have the... I can't afford the programming to edit video at that level. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to have to rip and upload the Facebook video to YouTube. And that's my only option on that one. All right. And from there, And we said that we had this one coming up in the Jidnoit. And it was, this is from Mo Loco out there in Australia. And they said it's okay for me to just hit them up for shit. And I really should take them up on that and just hit them up for stories and commentary and shit. Like, they're down to talk.
Right. and record things with their voices.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Lara is fucking goofy, man. Like, Lara's got some shit. Yeah. Because I think Lara's the one that did the, that's awfully racist, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Just saying niggas' names on the shit. And niggas is chilling. They're white. I keep, just in case people want the nuance on me calling everybody niggas.
Non-racial, non-binary. Fuck it.
Yeah, I don't,
it's just a noun.
I don't have much vocabulary, but yet you tune into this program. So I don't know what your deal is. Pat Robertson's fucking 88.
Oh, God. Could he please fucking die already?
Yeah. And he was just on it. You remember, we heard, I was listening to a program in the kitchen, and he just, like, another homophobic rant. But he's 88, right. So it's more like an exhausted homophobic exhale.
Right.
About how they're ruining the family, fuck off, and how they're ruining other people's society. Get the fuck out of here.
And I don't know. I just don't understand the bigotry. Just, like, why? Why does it matter if two dudes are fucking? Why does it matter?
And why aren't you doing multi-millionaire things? Pat Robertson's been in the diamond trade, been doing the 700 Club. Mm-hmm. He's been a public figure since 1960. Like, why isn't he just doing rich fucker things? Like, he should have died doing something so rich and awesome that we can't afford to read the fucking sign that says enter. Like, he should have fucking, like, just exploded while skiing. Right? Like, he should have just blew the fuck up and just fucking, I don't know, old man ashy wrinkle glitter falls down and it's awesome. And all that's left is fucking toenails and a hairline.
I'm just disappointed that he never died during, like, some risky sexual behavior. Like, why can't he be into, like, autoerotic asphyxiation or something?
Oh, see, you said risky sexual behavior. Because of my job, I'm like, what, like on the skyjack with no harness? Kind of hanging off the side there.
I would be okay if Pat Robertson died while fucking on a skyjack and falling off.
Yeah, or just sort of like riding the forklift improperly and then attempting to do what the people call the 69.
Yes.
On a standing forklift, not one of the sitting ones. Yeah, so a standing 69 on a forklift while lifting something that's beyond capacity.
And then he could just, die and fall into all the fucking sugar that's in the air in the room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, folks, I work in a food packaging factory. And yeah, some of the products that have sugar, holy fuck the residue. It's something to behold. This is a whole lot of... none of this preamble matches the segment at all.
No.
The segment. Aboriginal women create mindfulness application in language, bringing outback meditation to the world, right? And this is over there at abc.net.au for Australia.
Yes.
All right. Now, there's an individual that goes by the name of Alice Springs, all right? And Alice Springs likes to do shit like get up in the morning, you know, post up in a joint, close her eyes, throw on a pair of headphones, relax, and motherfucking meditate. The shit that she listens to was in an ancient language, right? And and it's being put to very modern use, all right? So Alice Springs teamed up with the producers behind the mindfulness application called Smiling Mind, all right? And women, assumed cis women, I'm guessing, from Central Australia's NPY Women's Council have helped create recorded meditations in, I want to say Creole, because it's K-R-I-O-L. And the other one, this one is a little too easy to pronounce.
Wow.
So I don't even want to do it because I'm not being challenged here.
Oh my God.
But it looks like it says... Ngadnichara. It's NGAANYATJARRA.
Yes.
Ngatnyantjhara. And also the other language.
Oh, man.
Pretty simplistic spelling.
Actually, now I just want to Google these folks talking, like, in their native languages. I just want to hear how the words sound, like, based on these spellings.
Yeah, nigga, it's probably smooth than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Probably sound like jazz trumpet, nigga. This one is, Pidjan Jiatjara.
Nailed it.
And these are the three languages that the meditations are recorded in. And the and remember, this is down there in Australia. And we and again, I got that from Moloko again. Yeah. The other one where they're mixing in like
traditional healing.
Yeah, with the Western medicine. And I think our takeaway from that was that that is a decolonization constellation prize.
Yeah,
right.
Because you have to be a fucking pessimist about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, come on, buddy.
You're the original Afro-pessimist.
Yeah, not nearly as much as Gus the Renegade Negro. Mm. And let's take a look here. I'll tell you who. Coming on down here now. So those are the languages. And the aim is to combat mental health and trauma issues in the Aboriginal communities, particularly among young people. Mm. This is a... a quote from the council person, Nayumiti Burton. I'm going with Nayumiti, and the quote was, "This is for them, our families, to learn about all of these things that will help them look after themselves and keep them healthy in body and mind." And that was said through an interpreter.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice, though. Like, really. Like,
say a word.
So, yeah, just because a lot of non-white communities, like, there's so much issues around trauma from colonization and white supremacy, you know, and how it affects mental health, but it's, like, so rarely talked about, especially from the people that are the most, you know, impacted.
Yeah, like, Phoenix thinks I'm fucked up.
Yeah, you are.
Like, yeah, right, buddy.
You are.
Everybody has alcoholism at this stage.
No, they don't.
So you're telling me that everybody can't just fucking rock a fifth at 7 p.m., stay up smoking cigarettes and listening to records and trying to figure out the next podcast segment, and then pop up at 4:30 a.m. and go do a fucking 8-hour shift?
No, not everyone can do that.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
They're not trying.
No, they're probably not trying.
Well, what if they had Coca-Cola Classic with the adult beverage? See, then you gotta...
No, the new one, the orange vanilla.
Oh, that's your business.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Because I don't know.
Because, like, how you have something, you're like, I can't... It's not bad, but I don't know if I like it. Like, you're just, like, undecided on it.
Huh.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm on board. Nickel. That'll probably be like the first time I taste mushroom. I'm gonna be like, this is what I've been avoiding all these years.
Yeah, I can't believe you don't eat mushrooms.
Oh, they look grody.
They do, but they're super healthy.
This you claim. I am not a little Italian plumber that that likes to jump around and save Nordic women from giant turtles. That's what that game was about. Because apparently... that's the patriarchy. That's how white patriarchy influences everyone, white. Because didn't Japanese folks make the game?
Oh, fuck, probably.
But they made it about an Italian man saving a Nordic woman from a fire turtle.
They knew what would sell. They appealed to the market.
Indeedly do, neighbor. Again, we're not really staying on...
not.
Let's get with the... you know, with the tangent, it flowed. Excuse. And again, this is on abc.net.au for Australia. The meditations have already been downloaded thousands of times and are also being trailed in schools. Wait, trailed? Trialed. You know what? Again, this is a different way that they're using the English language.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't do that.
No.
Trialed in schools across the APY lands in remote South Australia. Yeah. You know what? And this one, I'm covering it because it's ill. It's dope. It should be covered. But at the same time, it's also none of my business, right? Like, I won't be downloading this and saying, I'm going to meditate like the Aboriginals. No, this is none of my business.
Oh, my God. How long do you think it's going to take before some white people gentrify it?
Ooh, okay. So this is relatively new, right? Let me see. What's the date stamp on this?
Saturday.
Holy fuck. This is it's not even a week. It still just has the day. Like, it doesn't have the date. All right. So, you know what? It's not going to be until a year after the election. So we're looking at like 2021.
Yeah, you think it'll take that long?
And I mean gentrify it by where like they have groups, you know, somebody is like, and then groups where you actually have to pay to join and take the class.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I'm talking about at that level.
Yeah.
Because we've got to get the election out of our system.
I think that, and then like they'll make their own apps. Right, yeah. Like they'll make their own apps, and that's what they teach you in the class, not the original ones.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen.
But they don't have the same election cycle as us.
You know, I am so McMurrican centric, but you know what? I guess okay. So for McMurrican people,
okay.
to gentrify it, I don't know what's gonna happen down in Australia. I know I'm pretty sure they still have that African dance thing. I haven't checked that out in a while. Yeah, you've seen that. That's thoroughly amusing. All right, now, but yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Like, and plus, I think I have my shit because, like, when I sit down with my beverage and my smokes, I'm playing old hip hop, especially now, and that's where I find my groove, where it's like I really zone out and relax.
Yeah.
Like, I zone the fuck out.
You do.
All right, skiba doop 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 doop.
Yeah.
So, it says, it combines the skills of, the, I've come across this word before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume the G is silent. Nankari, or traditional healers, with interpreters.
I'm pretty sure it is Nankari.
Yeah?
And I think I learned that in a Scooby-Doo episode.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Or should I say, I don't know, Spikies? Whatever the hell they say on that program.
Jinkies!
Oh, I knew that. I did not like that program when I was a child. I did not. That shit, Fred Flintstone, the Jetsons, I could not stand those shows. I liked Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget was fun.
Yeah, because it was, you know what? It was, like, somebody was writing their misandry into it. Like, this fucking doofus has to be saved by the young girl all the fucking time.
Yeah.
With her fucking Apple Watch and iPad.
Right.
So it combines the skills of these healers, right, and with interpreters and Western mental health professionals to improve mental health literacy and well-being. And this is a quote, but I'm not. Oh, it's a quote continuing from the individual Burton. We were working with doctors who started to explain terms like mental health, and they talked to us about trauma, and we had no understanding of that in the way that they did, end quote. Now, the homie Burton said the program has also helped develop her understanding of those concepts and allowed her to share them with others when they are dealing with conflict or stress.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, now I say to family members, now I think maybe you're getting upset about something that's in the past, it happened ages ago, and there's different ways to deal with it. End quote. I don't know, what do you think of that?
Oh, I think that's accurate. A lot of people, when they don't let go of something, it like builds up, you know?
Okay, they're not talking specifically about the invasion.
I don't think so.
Okay. That's okay. You know what? Because I hear that shit. That it just sounds like some shit.
Oh, like some shit like white people said, like slavery was so long ago.
It was.
Yeah, I think she means more like interpersonal conflicts, like in families or with friends or whatnot.
Okay. They're like, yo, when fucking you got embarrassed at your birthday party.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just throwing one out there.
Right.
Yeah. All right. All right. Good money. Good money.
Also an interesting concept, too, because I saw the article. I think I forgot to say that, but it was a mental health professional And I think she was from the Middle East. And she basically, like, the fucking headline was clickbaity. But basically she was like, PTSD is like some Western white people shit. Like, that's not a thing. Because her whole point was that, like, you know, you can have, like, soldiers come over to our countries and invade and bomb. And they go home and have PTSD because they're triggered about what happened. She's like, but even though that particular soldier left, there's still soldiers here. We can't have post-traumatic stress disorder if the past never stopped happening.
Ooh.
Like, you know?
Yeah. That's the problem with reparations. I need reparations for how I got wage theft today, nigga.
Right.
And that's the thing in my factory, too. Like, if you don't have scheduled overtime, if you're there past, like 5 minutes after regular clockout time, they just don't pay you for that.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's why they're like, hurry up and clock out, because they're not fucking paying you.
What?
Yeah.
That's a little...
That's something I learned recently. I learned that, like, within the past 6 weeks.
Wait, if you go back and be like, hey, I had to stay for a half hour, will they...
Yeah, if you communicate...
But you have to go find them and tell them to make them do it. That's fucking shady.
Yeah, it's Grimes. Continuing on, it keeps saying Ms. Burton, and further quoting, I explained some of the things I understand now to them, and it seems to help people think about things in a different way, end quote. A fellow NPY council member, Renee Kulicha from Mutitjulu said, transferring the physical healing process into a compact application was not as difficult as it might seem. The Smiling Mind user base numbers around 3 million people, and Chief Executive Addie Hooten said the collaboration with the NPY Women's Council had been smooth and inspiring. Quote, now, I was really excited to work with the Nankari, the women in the program, to really try and understand how mindfulness could be translated into their language in a culturally appropriate way, end quote from Dr. Wooten. She said the company had been contacted by other communities wanting to do something similar. Indeedly do, neighbor. All right, and
if that'll like spill over to indigenous folks up here, like of the Americas.
Oh, like doing an application like that.
Yeah,
well, we should check and see if they already have first.
Yeah.
And other articles featured on this website, abc.net.au, for Australia is being a good ally, historic egging remembered, and an analysis is egging political violence and gaming your way from broom to Dallas. I don't really know what that's about, but I know Phoenix Cleaver is very much into smart device video games. I do. I see you get sad and pop on a game. Focus. I don't know. Like, I don't know if you're recentering.
Nah.
Yeah, kinda. Maybe recalibrating a little bit. That's her thing.
Yes.
Gamitates. Yeah. All right, fuckos.
Hey, gang, and this is from the free feed. The full episode is on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund.
William Jackson calls me the N-word in front of my mother.
That's right.
I creep under the shadow, the foggiest mist, and leap up into battle. The plot is intense. I leave a nigga rattled, it's hostile and tense. So please don't be baffled at how I mob up in this.
Now I present masculine as he when y'all see him. A man, but don't confuse me with Paul Elam.
They call themselves MGTOW, and I know what you gon' say, but it's a simple fact that you're not going your own way.
You go with traffic on a road built by the state. A libertarian with Uncle Sam's license plate. You're not carving a new path, you walk on a track to line. You go with the green light and stomp at the red sign. Rugged individual is what they claim as they seize. Spaghetti arm, soft skin, Gamergate dweeb. Internet neocon 4chan troll. Delete and block on the spot is where your spam goes. Y'all can't straw man of your dishonest shows, but we'll troll your right back by making comments closed. Black pity jack, I do it straight out of spite, cause I like to see you whine about how they're taking our rights.
SJWs delete what I speak. Political correctness is keeping us weak. They want to take my fun and my freedom of speech. Ain't nobody trying to hurt your little legion of geeks. We got issues to cover, black bodies in the street. Native women missing, getting slaughtered as we speak. We'll start shooting cops from their faces to feet. We have more by the numbers, let them taste the defeat. Socialize the justice and make it complete. Quantify the type of liberation I seek. Economic and environment, the silent release of the quieted majority that try to compete. But the system is rigged up by the elite. Took the veggies off the plate, now there's hatred and beef. Took the steady job and pay, sent it straight overseas. Now we're left with the stress that we'll take to the street. Chained up, beat down, choked and poisoned. They would love for us to muzzle up and hold the noise in. But fuck that, we'll knock a hole in the fence. Burn the corporation down to chop the owner to bits. Stop the production, cause disruption. Convince the consumer it's a flawed consumption. Poking holes in the culture would be hard to stand. To stop making garbage upon demand.
Supply side on a global scale, the holy grail.
Ecological economics was supposed to fail. But I just digress from the bottom to bliss. Let me get back under the shadows of the foggiest mist.
Now I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I quickly hit him with this roughness. Wine Cellar Podcast coming at y'all last, and we sick of desocialized justice. Now I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I quickly hit him with this roughness. Wine Cellar Podcast coming at y'all last, and we sick of desocialized justice.
If you're more of a reader than a listener, you can peep our written content at socialdissonance.wordpress.com.